trying not to make the Isha stand up l'fnei Hashem. So she asks, she can't be a chigeres, a lame person that can't stand up. She has to be someone that could stand up. And it says, v'nosa na kapel. You have to put the mincha on top of her hands. So mashma, she has to have hands. If she's a gedemes, her hands were chopped off, like, she can't hold up the mincha. So therefore, the Isha is one of these two things. She's psula, she can't drink the me'amorim. So the Hekes teaches us that kahu, the same way by the husband. If he was lame, he can't walk, he can't stand up, or he gied him, or he's missing his arms, l'hoya mashki, he can't make his wife drink the me'amorim. Ma'bar avashi yomar, kishem she'ilemeth. If she can't talk, if she's an ilemeth, she can't talk. Loi hoisa shoisa, she can't drink the me'amorim. The Asid, because the pasuk says, v'yomru ha'isha amen amen, that the Isha has to answer amen amen, she has to say amen amen. And she can't answer it, she can't drink. So the Hekesh tells us, kahu, the same way the husband. Emoi ilam, if he was a person that couldn't talk, yishina lohoye mashke, he also cannot make his wife drink from the me'amorim. So that's what this pasuk, this Hekesh, that the Isha and the Isha have the same halachas. Whatever meat we have for one goes on both of them. Hadin alecha arusa. So at the Mishnah, kishem shehamayim aboid kimoisa. The same way when she drinks the water, the smeha morim, it checks her out. In other words, that if she did this nus, she'll be killed because of it. And if she didn't do this nus, adarav she'll have a bracha because of it. You should know kach hamayim aboid kimoisoi. The same way the water checks out the boil, the man that we're afraid about. In other words, that if she really had this nus, the same way she's going to die, that man will also die also. Shenema, the pasuk says, ubo, ubo. It sounds like a double lashon. Ubo, ubo. Or some says from the extra vav. That we dashen kishem shasur alabal, kach asur alaboyel. No. Shenema, ubo, ubo. That's the limit. Rashi says, shenema, ubo, ubo. The gemara forish, oi, the e vav yisera darish. One shot is it's the extra vav. Or ubo, ubo yisera. The whole word ubo was extra. The chsiv ben yonah says in the pasha. So when this word with Ashen Ruad in the boil, that man, that was Chashid, he'll also be killed from the fact that she drinks the Me'amorim. In other words, the same way the water will make her stomach burst, the same way his stomach will also burst. Right, and another loch is, Kishem Shasur Labal, the same way when the wife becomes a Saita, after there's Kinu Vestira, that she's also to a husband, she's not allowed to live with a husband, the loch is, Kach Hasur Laboyal, the same way she's us to that man. Even let's say the husband right away gives her a get, and the husband does not let her drink the me'amorim, so she remains also that she cannot marry that man. She's also to the boil. Shenema, the pasuk says, nitmo v'nitmo. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Says like Rashi says, vav yisei radorish. Asher tishte isha tachas isha v'nitmo. Says next revav. So nitmo v'nitmo with the ashen at huadin, she becomes also to the boil also. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua said that kachoy yedarish zechaya. That's the same way zechaya also is a dashin. Kachoy yedarish zechaya ben akotzef. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says you should know shnei pomim hamurim apasha. Nitmo v'nitmo. Why does it say two times in the parasha nitmo v'nitmo? Also echad labal v'echad laboyel. He also makes this rasha. Not the same way. The first rasha was from the extra vav. Rashi says, Kachoya b'schaya derish vav yisera. The first Rashi was from the vav. Now he's dashening Rabbi Yoima from the two words, not from the vav. Rashi v'nistero v'nitmo. Loi min yonu, it's not part of the Indian. Yechminu l'tumma v'adois b'yedechod. He dashens this word as extra, v'nitmo as extra, to teach us this Rashi. We'll see this in the Gemara. Whether it's an extra word v'nitmo, or whether it's the extra vav. Vaita. Boy Bayoim, that day, which that day always means, Rashi says, Stat the Brachas Armina the Chol, Heicha the Tony, Boy Bayoim, Hoyoim Shashiva Shablaza ben Azal and Asiyas. The day they put Shablaza ben Azal to be the Nasi. Shinas Rabba Tamidim, a lot of Tamidim then, Shinas was just the Konis. Because Rabbi Gamliel was the one before. And he didn't let Stam Tamidim come in, only Tamidim that were Teicha Kabaroi. When they appointed Yablazah ben Azai, he let everybody come in. So always Boy Boyoyim means the day that Yablazah ben Azai was appointed to be the Nasi. So the Mishnah says, Boy Boyoyim at that day, Dorash Rabbi Kibra, Kibra Dashin. The Pasuk says, O Kli Cheres, if you have an earthly Kli, Ashayipo Mehem El Toichoy, if a Sheretz will fall inside the Kli, so that the Kli will become Tamei, the Lacher is, Kol Asher B'Toichoy Yitma. anything inside it also becomes tamei. So, Eini Oimit Tomei doesn't just say Tomei, it will become Tomei. Ela Yitmo, it says. It says, L'tamei Acherim. It'll be Metamei something else even. Lima, it comes to teach us this Rosho, Al Kika Sheini She Metamei Sashlishi. That there's a Tuma Shlishi involved over here. Because what's going on here? The Sheretz falls into the Kli Cheres. So when the Sheretz comes into the Kli Cheres, the Kli itself becomes a Rishon L'tuma. The sheret is metama the kli. Now there's a piece of bread inside it, so the bread becomes a sheni l'tumah. The kli is metama, the piece of bread inside, that's a sheni. And the pasuk is saying yitma, that bread inside has the power to be metama something else. So mashma sheni, the second tumah on the bread, could even make a shlishi. That's there's a kasha that by chulin, there's such a tumah of shlishi also. That's what the Kiva dashes. Omer of Yeshua, Yeshua said, Mi yigale ofor mi enecho, Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai. Like who would yigale ofor take off the dust, like mi enecho from his eyes, of Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai? In other words, really, Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai was nifter already, but Yeshua said, like halavai, he would still be alive now, Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai. Because we just got finished talking about his Talmud Rabbi Kiva, the way he dashened. In other words, what Yeshua is saying, Shoyisiyem, because I was said, like it was said, that osid the door achar letayer kikashlishi. There's going to come another door, another generation like, that's going to make a mistake like in the locha. And they're going to think that a kikashlishi, there's no tumah by freshlishi. And they say, shein lo mikrim in Torah. There's no real pasuk from the Torah that there is a tumah of a kikashlishi. Shu tumah, that's a tumah. And Rashi said, they want to bring that from a kalvachayma, and they're going to come, then they're going to come to shlug up the kalvachayma. But really, what Yeshua means to say is that v'halo Yakiva Talmidcho, like you, Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai, your Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, is maybe lo mikra min haTorah. He's bringing out with Ashton in this pasuk right now of Yitmo to teach us Shutame. Shenema, the pasuk says, Kol Asher b'Soicha Yitmo, anything that's inside this kli is Yitmo would be metame something else. So that's what Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai used to say. And now what Yeshua means to say is that V'alor Rabbi Akiva Talmudcha, your own Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, maybe lo mikra min haTorah. He right now just brought us down a pasuk from the Torah, Shu Tomei, that yes, that a sheni could even make a shlishi. Shenema, the pasuk says, Kol Asher b'toicha yitma. Anything that's inside this kli cheres that becomes Tomei, which is a sheni, knows the kli becomes a rishon, and the kikar inside becomes a sheni. And it says now that this sheni can matam is something else. That's Rabbi Kiva's Rosho, that there is a tuma shlishi in midiraisa. So Yeshua meant to say, like Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai would have been alive now, he would have seen the way his own Talmud, like Dashna's this pasuk, that there is a tuma shlishi, even by chulin. And they were arguing even by truma, he said there's no tuma shlishi. And here Rabbi Kiva is bringing down a pasuk that even by chulin, there's a tuma shlishi. Fight another drasha they made that day, boy by yom that day, the day they appointed Elazar ben Azai to be the nasi, Dorosh Rabbi Akiva. Kiva dash in the pasuk says, Uma doisa michutz liir es pas kedmo apayim biyama. This is outside the Ora Levium. This is outside the cities of Levium. They have 2,000 amas. That's the boundaries outside their city. Uma doisa michutz liir es pas kedmo on the east side. This should be apayim amas. Mizrach on the way, yeah. Or Mikra Acharoim, another pasuk sounds like this. Mikir Ir Bechutza, from the city to outside. Elef Amasoviv. There's only 1,000 Amas around the city of the Yor Levium. Zechura Tzakasha, how much was the boundaries outside the city of the Yor Levium? Was it 2,000 or 1,000? So Gemara Mishnah says, Iyev Shalom Elef Amikin, say it's only 1,000 Amas. Shekva Nemo Apayim Amas. Because one pasuk says it's 2,000 Amas. V'yev shalom apayim amas, you can't say it's really 2,000 amas, shekva nyam elef amas. Another pasuk only says 1,000 amas. In this whole case, how do we have both psukim? We know the Torah is no stira. Elef amas migrash. That's about this. The first 1,000 amas outside is a migrash. Rashi says, rechova penuya mizriya mibatim u'mielonis l'noya ir. Like outside the city, the first, the second 1,000 amas outside the city, it's a migrash. You don't plant it, you don't build it, there's no trees there. It's just like an open park. Just to be nice for the city. Liyos lo li avir. That there should be stam open space. Now, v'apayim amo is tchum Shabbos. That it is such a thing as apayim amo, Rashi learns it only means for tchum Shabbos. When the pasuk says apayim amo, doesn't really mean it's the ori levim. It just means it's such an inyan of tchum Shabbos. That's the shia of tchum Shabbos. That's what oisay yematzli darshin then. On this, Reb Lozda ben Oish of Yosef Lili Yoimino, he learns elef amo migrosh v'apayim amo sodei sekromen. He says no. Rashi says, "V'apayin saviv nosin leviyim mehem hanichu elas saviv iyo lemigrosh v'yarshah sadas akramim." He learns it's like a true. Outside the city, they were giving 2,000 amos. Now that 2,000 amos was divided up in two parts. 1,000 amos they were able to plant there and use for their own use, for the animals to pasture outside, to graze on, and then another 1,000 amos that was a migrosh that was left blank, not to use at all. But I call upon him, it was 2,000 amos outside, so as they had two halachas. 1,000 was for their use, they could plant and grow things there, and the second 1,000 amos, the second one, that was only to be open, average, to look nice, the city. So therefore, there's no steers. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is. Right, another drosher is, boi bayayim dorish. On that day that they pointed the blessed Ben Azai, they made a drosher, that Rabbi Kiva said like this, the pasuk says, "Oz Yoshu Moishuv Na Yisrael Asashira Azois LaHashem VaYomru Leimor." That's when they said Oz Yoshu, but Kriyas Yamsuf Klai Yisrael said the Oz Yoshu. Shein Tamad Leimor Leimor. What does the pasuk have to end off? VaYomru Leimor. It said about it. The Pshita. They were saying it. Says Oz Yoshu Moishuv Na Yisrael that the Bnei Yisrael were singing this Shira. So why do we have to say it? If VaYomru Leimor and they said it, who Ma Tamad Leimor Leimor? What does the pasuk have to say Leimor for? Shita, they're saying it. Malamed comes to teach us, Shal Yisrael Einim Shira Achrov Shal Moshe. I'll call Dibor V'Dibor Kekurin as a Hallel. That you said it over every word the same way we say Hallel. In other words, whatever Moshe said the Pasuk once, and then they said it right afterwards. That's the way Klai Yisrael said the Shira. And Rashi says in the Gemara before, Shemol exactly explain what does it mean Kekurin as a Hallel. The Pashid Moshe said one Pasuk, then Klai Yisrael said it over again. L'kach nemo leima, that's why it says the word leima, they said it like after Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nechemnyo oimen no kukurin es Shema. It's the same, they said those Yoshe the way we say Shema, for loy kukurin es Tehalo, not like we say Halo. Also, Gemara Meforish. By Peru says Shema, I think the other pshat is when you say Shema, they say one Pasuk, but then they say the whole Parsha. Could be Moshe only said one Pasuk, and then Klai Yisrael said the whole Parsha. That's the way the Kurin is Shema. Alright, also we'll see this in the Gemara, exactly what the Machlokes is. Yeah. Vayta boi bayom that day again, Dorash Rebbe Shua ben Hukkanis, that loy ovet iyav es HaKadosh Baruch Hu el meyava. That iyav, even though he had all the Yisurim, still he was over Hashem meyava, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a big tzaddik, iyav. Shinam the Pasuk says, hen yikdeleni loy ayachel, that even if you go to kill me, still I'm hoping and waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We still have a doubt, like when it says Lo yani mitzapo, yena mitzapo. Is he waiting for Kodesh Baruch Hu or not? And this we say Talmud Lema, the pasuk says Ad egva lo yosir tumasi mimeni. Like up until even if I die, he would not take away my tumasi mimeni. That comes to Milami, comes to teach us she meyava also. That whatever Eve did, it was only done machmas ahava. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says like no, that meyiglo offer menechav Yechonim Metzakai, if who would take off the dirt from the yards of Yechonim Metzakai? Again, it means even though he was nifter already, but like Alavai, he would be here right now. And here the way his Talmud dashens, again, sheyisi dervish, because it was a dervish that said, kol yemechom, that shloi ovad iyev estamachem elu miyira, that iyev only was ever Hashem machmas yira, because of fear. Shedemak, the Pasuk says, Ishtom v'yoshi re'elikim v'som meira. That's what some darshan. And now, v'alo Yeshua Talmud. Talmidcha and Yeshua, the Talmud of your Talmud. Is limit sh'miyav osas. Come and teach us now, know that what Eev did, if Eev did the avoyda miyav osashim. So, g'abal of halava, you, Rabbi Yechon HaMetzak, would be alive now to hear the way your own Talmud, Talmidcha is also darshan this way, to do miyav osashim. Alright, turn over. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. Oisoin Laman. That's what the Mishnah said, that Kishem Shemayim Boitkim Oiso, Kacha Mayim Boitkim Oisoi, the same way the water checks her out, the same way it checks him out. The question is, who is him? For the Gemara, Oisoin Laman, who is this Oisoi? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, Labal, it means to her own husband. For the Gemara, Baal Mayovit, what did the husband do wrong? Why does he have to be checked out? The Chitaimim, maybe you want to tell